Hey there, feng shui friends. In today's episode, we're talking about a Bagua map. So if you've never heard of this Bagua map, no worries. It's a special tool that I use when working with a client to understand these nine different energy centers of your home. I'm going to go through all nine energy centers and give you an overview. Welcome to Feng Shui Living, a podcast for busy women looking to de-stress and live with more intention. I'm Lisa Morton, and I'm passionate about helping you create a home that not only inspires you, but empowers you. Years ago, I was severely struggling with my mental health and wellness, and while I'd implemented yoga, meditation, therapy, and more, I just could not find that missing piece of the puzzle. And that was until I explored my home. You see, the interior designer in me had made it beautiful, but it wasn't supporting me energetically. Fast forward, and I've now been in the interior design industry for 20 years, and I've devoted the past 10 years to feng shui and a holistic design approach. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you interviews, stories, and knowledge, as well as some super easy, simple tips that you can take on today. If you're looking to be more intentional and create a life and home that you love, then you're in the right place. Hello there, feng shui friends. I'm your host, Lisa, and in today's episode, we're talking about a Bagua map. So I won't forget one of the first feng shui books I ever read. I'm reading about this Bagua map, and I'm thinking, I'm like, what's a Bagua map? I didn't know even how to pronounce it, let alone use it. I was so overwhelmed. So, I mean, I know so many people that are like, Lisa, I've read a book on feng shui. I don't know how to apply it. I don't know what to do. It's so overwhelming. And it can be, right? Especially if you see a very traditional version of a Bagua map versus a more westernized, simplified version, it can be wild. So it's a tool or a map that we use in a consultation to understand energy flow throughout your space. You have these nine energy centers in your home, and they correspond to one another. They play off one another. There's, in addition to just generally having that aspect of your life involved in that energy center, there's also colors, numbers, seasons, directions, all these things that can be part of it. But today I'm going to simplify it, and I'm going to give you a quick overview of those nine energy centers, what they mean, and some tips of how you can enhance that. So to apply the Bagua map, you there's various approaches to applying the map. I use what's called the three gate method. So I align the front door with the bottom of the map. So it's going to kind of line up in one of three guas, and then we build off from there. But today, I mean, I could do a whole episode on each energy center, but today I just want to give you an overview so you can kind of understand how you can start thinking about all these different aspects of your life and how they might affect one another and how you might enhance your home to bring more things, more goodness towards you. Okay, so let's jump in. And the one that everybody loves is the wealth and abundance gua. Everybody's like, I want more money. I want more money. Lisa, get me more money. Lisa, I need more money in my business. What can I do? So this wealth and abundance gua, I want you to think of it in two parts. It's wealth. It's bringing money towards you. It's also abundance. So whatever abundance means, and that could be an abundance of car problems. I don't know, an abundance of cereal boxes in your pantry, right? So it's not just tons of money coming towards you. And maybe it's an abundance of clients, if that's what you need. So we can direct the energy and get it going and inspire exactly what abundance and wealth means to you. Okay, so if you want to inspire wealth and abundance into your space, you don't have to stress over finding that exact energy center. If you're just wanting to pop in and do something today, just get something that feels abundant to you. It feels maybe a plant that's really blooming and beautiful, and bring that into your home with the intention of growing and improving your wealth and abundance. Okay, so don't stress about finding all these locations, okay? Because that's something more that would be more like a one-on-one consultation. So FYI, you can head over to my website, learn about my consultations, but I do offer a free 15-minute discovery call so we can kind of talk through some of these things and get into them a little deeper. So the next guy I want to talk about is fame and reputation. This is also at the rear of the home. And this isn't just like, I'm famous, I'm Beyonce. It is more, how people know you. So if your friend is at the grocery store talking to someone else and they're like, oh, do you know so-and-so? And what comes to their mind? Is it, oh, you know, Sandy, she's really fashionable. She's always wearing those bright colors and those cool clothes. And she's always so fun to see what outfits she puts together. Or Stephanie, you know, she's the funniest person ever. She makes me laugh every time I'm around her. Like, you know, think about what people think of when they think of you and fame and reputation. Do you want people to think of you differently than they currently do now? Something to think about. Our next qua I want to talk about is love and relationships. So this is not just a partnership with your spouse, your partner. This is also self-love. I work a lot with this qua when people are looking for a partner, looking for a spouse, looking for a mate, but also we get into this a lot with self-love. I know so many women, including myself, that don't take the time for self-care like we should, and self-love and doing those nice things for ourselves. So this is your reminder right here. Do something nice for yourself today. One thing, just maybe that's soaking in the bathtub. Maybe that's just going on a 5-minute walk by yourself. Do something for yourself today. The next energy center I want to talk about is family and ancestors. I'm getting ahead of myself. Family and ancestors. So this is your family, your extended family, and all those ancestors that came before you. When I work on this energy center, if people want to connect to their ancestry, you know, we'll pull in beautiful memorabilia from their families or family heirlooms and place in this area, or even books on maybe certain areas their family came from. This is a really fun if you want to explore, if you're like, and just, you know, like, I don't know, holidays, you did the 23andMe or whatever. I feel like that's always a big holiday thing. So we just got off the holidays, so if that's you, then that's a fun way to activate that qua. So the centermost area of your home connects to health. This was really big in recent years. You know, we had all the virus going around, and I was telling everyone, love on the center of your home. What does that mean? That means checking in with light bulbs. That means keeping it nice and tidy. That means making sure everything is working and functioning really well. It's clean, it's tidy, it's dust-free, the windows are clear. Love on that area. Another thing I like to do is if you don't know what to do, do something nice for the center of your home. And one of my favorite things is to bring in the bouquet of flowers, right? Because it's just, I love nature, right? So I love to bring a bouquet of flowers and place it in the centermost area of my home, because the center gua, or the center energy center, connects to every other area, every other aspect, and every other energy center of your life. So it's kind of a bonus. So if you don't know what to do, just focus on that centermost area. Again, give it love. Hey friends, we're going to take a moment for a quick word from our sponsor. Are you struggling to find balance amidst work, family, and finances? I want you to meet my friend, Money Coach Connor. Say farewell to stress and uncertainty. Get personalized support to conquer that financial overwhelm feeling. Transform your financial future today. I want you to get connected with Coach Connor at Progress Solutions and take that first step. The next qua that I do a lot of work with is children and creativity. You know, it really depends on the client and their goals. But children and creativity, again, it kind of goes a few different ways. Children, if you have children, you want to connect with your children, you want to inspire some activities with your children, this is a great way to connect. Maybe you're like me and you have dog children or cat children or a pet, you know, rabbit or I don't know. And they're your children, your stand-in children. And, you know, they make you laugh and have fun. Another aspect of this gua is connecting with your childlike self. When was the last time you felt like a child? You giggled? You were silly? We all need that. Life can be so serious sometimes. We need to take a step back and just laugh at ourselves and be goofy. And maybe you have a friend that, you know, you can really be goofy with. Schedule some time. schedule some time, just like that self-care moment. Here's another moment. I want you to find something and be silly. Maybe that's this weekend, just being really silly. Find that childlike self. Okay. This also connects to creativity. So this gua connects to inspiring creative, you know, flow. If you're stuck writing, if you do pottery and you're looking to inspire some new colors, we can connect with this gua. If you just want to make a creative space in your home, this is an excellent place to do that. So we have three more guas that I want to go do a quick overview. Again, I will dive deeper in later episodes to explain each gua a little more and how you can activate it, but I want you to have this overview. So next is knowledge and self-development, self-growth. This is excellent if you're studying something, if you are looking to grow just as a person. Maybe you're becoming a yoga teacher. Maybe you're studying a new language. This is an excellent way to think about growing yourself. Maybe you want to set up a nook in this area of your home, a favorite chair to read your books or to store something you're studying or learning or some way you're growing as a person. And then we move into the career gua. So when I say career, it doesn't mean you're an accountant. I mean, it can mean you're an accountant. It can mean you're a barista, whatever you do day to day. So that could be your super mom. That could mean you volunteer. That could mean you have a small business. That could mean you work for a big company. What is your day to day activity? And are you pleased with it? Are you happy with it? Are you content? Do you want to grow that? Do you want to get a promotion? That's a lot. A lot of people want promotions with their work, and so we'll shift the energy to get that closer to them, to make it attainable. All right, so we have our last gua, and this is helpful people and travel. And it sounds kind of weird, but it's really cool. So think about helpful people in your life, people that have been there for you, people that you respect, and they can be people you know, like your grandmother who supported you through XYZ. Or it can be someone who's written an amazing book. I don't know. Oprah? I don't know. I'm pulling out names. So someone who inspires you to maybe be a better version of yourself or to learn something and like grow as a person. So helpful people. And again, that can be connected to your ancestors again, too, and would connect back to the other gua, the other area. Also travel. Oh, man, have I ever done a lot. With this gua. Prior to really COVID, I learned during the shutdown time when we were at home, I learned how to be a homebody. And I love it now. I never want to leave. I love being home. But prior to that, I loved traveling. We didn't have a dog for many years there, and my husband was traveling, and I activated this gua. I worked on this gua all the time, and I'm not joking. Every single month, I would go on some trip. It would be, hey, Lisa, we have this retreat, and we have one extra spot. If you want to pay for your plane ticket, then you can just come and join us. Or, hey, Lisa, you know, it's a family member, and they're going to be traveling to XYZ. Do you want to come hang out for a few days? Or some amazing opportunity. I'm still blown away by the amazing opportunities, and I would literally travel somewhere every single month and either go to a class, a workshop, or just vacation. And it was lovely. So if you want to travel more, then this is the gua to connect with to inspire travel. Journal on where you want to go. Write down where you want to go. Make a vision board of where you want to go. It can be a paper poster board, cut and paste vision board. It can be a, you know, one done on Canva, which I have a great tutorial. If you want that, reach out, let me know. I'll send you the tutorial how to create a vision board on Canva. And then you can save it on your screen, on your computer, on your phone. Well, friends, those are the 9 energy centers or guas of the Bagua map, a very special tool that I use when working with my clients. If you want to learn more, you want a one-on-one full feng shui consultation to understand all the energy centers in your own home, we can do this. Reach out, let me know. I also do offer that 15-minute discovery call to explore it a little more if you have questions. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And again, I'm going to dive into each gua a little deeper. Let me know in the comments or shoot me a message and let me know which gua I should start with. I'd like to thank our production company, Coraggio Media, the WELT 95.7 Studios, and our sponsor, Gucci. For more information, follow the link in the show notes. Be sure to hit like, hit the subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to connect, find us on Facebook, and be sure to let me know what topics you'd like to hear about. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.